So translation of the three verses to before this one. Om Maharaj Parikshit. Yayati similarly requested his sons Durvasu, Druyu, and Anu to exchange their youth for his old age. But because they were unaware of religious principles, they thought that their flickering youth was eternal, and therefore they refused to carry out their father's order. Next verse. King Yayati then requested Puru, who was younger than these three brothers, but more qualified. My dear son, do not be disobedient like your elder brothers, for that is not your duty. And today's verse, with a purport of Srila Prabhupada, Puru replied, O your majesty, who in this world can repay his debt to his father? By the mercy of one's father, one gets the human form of life, which can enable one to become an associate of the Supreme Lord. You can repeat after me. Puru replied, O your majesty, who in this world can repay his debt to his father? By the mercy of one's father, one gets a human form of life, which can enable one to become an associate of the Supreme Lord. Purport, the father gives the seed of the body, and this seed gradually grows and develops until one ultimately attains a developed human body with consciousness higher than that of the animals. In the human body, one can be elevated to the higher planets, and furthermore, if one cultivates Krishna consciousness, one can return home back to Godhead. This important human body is obtained by the grace of the Father, and therefore everyone is indebted to his Father. Of course, in other lives one also gets a father and mother. Even cats and dogs have fathers and mothers. But in the human form of life, the father and mother can award their son the greatest benediction by teaching him to become a devotee. When one becomes a devotee, he achieves the greatest benediction because he completely averts the repetition of birth and death. Therefore, the father who trains his child in Krishna consciousness is the most benevolent father in this world. It is said, Janame Janame Sabe Pitamata Pai Krishna Guru Naimire Bhajahari Hai. Everyone gets a father and mother, but if one gets the benediction of Krishna and Guru, he can conquer material nature and return home, back to Godhead. Translation again. Puru replied, O your majesty, who in this world can repay his debt to his father? By the mercy of one's father, one gets a human form of life, which can enable one to become an associate of the Supreme Lord. Hare Krishna. So there is sometimes funny arrangements. I gave class a few days ago. The subject matter was how everything becomes complicated and not so naturally auspicious when you get into family life. Remember? So, and then today, yesterday, a devotee came to me during the yatra and told me, oh, you gave a heavy class for the Grihastha this time. So I felt, whoa. And then, you know, I was asking you a class this morning, and now I have to glorify, you know, fatherhood. Okay. So that's, you know, if I did any mistake, I have to rectify today. yeah. Also, the point is that, you know, when we give a class, of course, we give it after Vyasadev and Srila Prabhupada, and whatever the line of teaching they give, we have to try to, you know, get into it and, you know, pursue the same line. So sometimes, you know, they give us almost on the same subject, they give us, you know, certain kind of teaching, education, and sometimes it's another one, different. Okay, so here we are now. Another thing, you know, you cannot get out of this festival so quickly, you know, we are still into it, you know. Shri Jagannath Rath Yatra Ki. Also fantastic. And Maharaj, you know, Kadambak Kanana Swami, yesterday's class also. So nice. Hey Krishna. Okay, we have to move on. Hey Krishna. So the subject about the fatherhood and the debt, who can repay his debt to his father, the mercy of one's father, the human form of life, becoming an associate of the Supreme Lord. And then Srila Prabhupada. So it seems that it's really the subject today. But this morning, after the Mangalarti, you read every day the calendar, Prabhupada's calendar. And that was Prabhupada who said the 15th of June, today, but in 1973 in Mayapur, spiritual master is representative of God. Similarly, king is also representative of God. The father is also representative of God. These are the statements of the Shastra. Because they will guide, the king will guide. The spiritual master will guide. The father will guide. What is that guidance? That guidance is how one can become Krishna conscious, by education, by culture. So that was quite to the point. I mean, it is for the class. Starting by the end of this quote, by education and culture, guidance by education. You know, spiritual master, the king, the father. The father. Yeah. Of course, who is our, you know, best father for all? That's Srila Prabhupada. He gave us birth in Krishna consciousness. And also, you know, stressing so much and so many times this first point, you know, human form of life. And then what? Then guidance, education, culture. Srila Prabhupada gave us guidance, not only birth, but after he gave us education, because we are young and we need education. Of course, education is meant to bring the child to the point where he will be also able to educate others, to have his own child and educate others. Not that, you know, education is meant to keep one eternally a student. Of course, in one sense, we always remain, you know, foolish student. But desire, pride, and happiness of the guide, of the father, spiritual master, is to see his students, his children, becoming able to, in their turn, repay their debt, and also repeat or give in the line of his the education he gave, give themselves education to others. So this is a landmark in this movement, in Krishna consciousness, guidance, giving education, culture. And we have to go out soon of childhood sometimes. Yes. Sometimes a father passes away untimely, too soon. And, you know, you are not at age of pursuing his father's mission. You are not willing. You need more education. But somehow or other, there is urgency, there is emergency, and we have to play this role, and not play it, do it, you know, is the right way. Education, educate our brothers, sisters, in Krishna consciousness, outside, inside. Yeah. And it is it's a very nice job. Indeed. Every one of us is already now in this position of duty to educate someone else. We have to feel that way simultaneously with, you know, being always feeling dependent of the mercy and teaching guidance that we are receiving from our elders, from our spiritual master, from Srila Prabhupada, books, life, mission, like that. So we are all in this position. We must feel all in this position, not waiting for the time when we will so-called be ready for becoming a teacher, educator, guide, father. It comes, you know, and the necessity where you have new, you don't have any choice. You have to do it. Comes sometimes also very quickly, more quickly than we thought. Oh, I have to do it. Not only that I am supposed to do it, okay, but I have to do it. And this is another kind of mercy, of course. Yes. So, yeah, everybody, we are all ready to get into this costume, clothes of a father. Yes, a father. It's a very nice figure, the father's figure as a teacher. Huh? Teacher or educator, he must have both affection, must be based on, you know, feeling of affection for those who is teaching, training, and also authority. He must inspire authority. He must have affection, feelings, and he must inspire authority. So it's funny, not funny, but it's, you know, it's noticeable that a father, in his teachings, he doesn't show so much, neither externally affection or demanding authority. He is behaving as a father. Although internally, our father is, most affectionate, most sensitive to the well-being of, those who are dependents by destiny upon him. He is most affectionate. But he has a duty to educate, and for that he has to go over his feelings, because you have to, like Prabhupada, I was already, everybody was saying Surabh Maharaj was, fantastic job he did, building Krishna Bharat Mandir, under so much pressure, this and that, but I am always criticizing him. What an austerity, to do this educating, criticize, critics of one whom we love very much, because he's young, he's depending on us, he's trying to grow up under our guidance. But the duty of the teacher, the father, is to bring up, So if he shows externally too much his affection for his sons and daughters, dependents, somehow or other, it doesn't work so well. Of course, there's a good arrangement that there is a mother there. So, the father, the feelings of the father, hidden feelings, can express through the mother. It's saying that, you have to keep the, position, the father, but, no, don't do this, And after, he says to the mother, okay, be kind with him or with her, I gave him a little strong thing I had to, And authority, you cannot demand authority as a father. You have to inspire it. You need, the children, they must feel the authority of the father, and they must take advantage to have an authority. But this has to be inspired, cannot be demanded. We all know that, at least as, material fathers, If you demand authority, even to your children, doesn't work. I mean, it's contrary effect, authority, I see all of those who are little older, they are already approving. Yeah, authority is it's a wonderful thing when it is naturally given. And inspired. Then the father, he can really, give the best of himself, his experience, his knowledge, through educating the child or the young person. So remember, we have all to be fathers to different people, and we have to inspire this authority, and we have to keep and hide our feelings. Not hiding, no exaggeration, of course. But guidance means through intelligence. Like Srila Prabhupada, he gave so many directions, guidance, practical, transcendental knowledge. He's not just repeating every page or every day, my dear children, I am, we know it is there, of course. And this is why we listen to him with faith, because we know that it is, you know, his strong father teachings are based on love, compassion. He is doing his duty. So we respect that very much also. You know, it's not easy to maintain one's feeling in order to be able to give practical, intelligent guidance. It's not easy. Would be more like being sentimental, you know, to enjoy in one sense, enjoy, you know, just a sentimental relationship. It's nice, you know. But you have to give direction, to chastise also, to bring up. Anyway, one important point is that, you know, education, we have to be educators. And that gives us an impetus for progressing in our own spiritual life. Huh? It's a great responsibility, and it's a nice responsibility. It's very nice to, you know, give what you have received and experienced. This is very nice for all of us, you know, young or, you know, there's always someone younger than us, someone who is, sorry, who can benefit from whatever, you know, knowledge or experience we receive and we can give. So it's a very nice service to educate. And we should not be shy about it. You know, go over, if we are, then, you know, go over our shyness. If we are not very qualified, go over our lack of qualification and still do it as a duty. And it's a nice duty. And it is the best duty we are, all have in this Krishna consciousness movement. And Krishna will give us, Guru and Krishna will give us their help and qualification. If we have the right desire based on love and the duty of inspiring authority as a servant. Of course, then, you know, so what is this education? Examples. One typical example from the Srimad Bhagavatam, as Prabhupada said in the purport, you know, what is education? This human form of life is, you know, very precious, very rare. 800,000 numbers in English, difficult. 8,400,000 forms of life. You get a little French now. you know, I'm not alone to struggle to make it. Yes, 8,400,000 forms of life. Cette forme de vie humaine est si précieuse. French is so funny than that. Or maybe because the French is trying to teach other, that's really funny. Yeah. La forme de vie humaine est si précieuse. Prabhupada. This, voilà, l'éducation que Srila Prabhupada, you're all understanding French, you see? L'éducation que Srila Prabhupada, notre cher père, father, nous a donné and continue à nous donner. I feel good. You understand, bro?
Okay.
Compris. So this, let's go back to Sanskrit. What is a typical verse about, you know, a father teaching his sons? Rishabdev, teaching the Lord Rishabdev to his sons. Nayam deha dehi bhajan iloke kastan kaman arativid bhujanye. Tapodivyam putakaye nashadvam shudyed yasman brahma sokyam tanantam. There's a need for education, huh? You have received this human form of life. Don't remain on the level of animal life, Vidbhujan. No, just eating, sleeping, mating, defending. This is education from the father, Rishabdev, to his sons. And then, in one sense, even more heavy, I gave you the human form of life. Now I am educating you, and this will require some, not pleasing. Tapo divyam putrakayina sadvam. What is tapasya? Srila Prabhupada explained, it's suffering. There is suffering in all forms of life. Cats and dogs are suffering, getting a material body. But in human form of life, our education should be that we have to voluntarily accept suffering, physical sufferings. Prabhupada said, we have to voluntarily accept physical sufferings. Well, I may get another report after the class. What do you say? Well, it's simple. Getting up as early as possible. I lead also as a grihastha, work outside, so I did not always wake up at 3 o'clock like that. But still, I always try to make it early because my duty full rounds were better in the morning. Otherwise, I had to finish in the day, and it's not easier. So tapo divyam, yes, this is the education for human formula. If there is one education, that's the first one we get from Prabhupada, from Srimad Bhagavatam. And we have to give tapodivyam. This human form of life is so precious, so rare. Amongst 8,400,000, we went through other forms of life. We had other bodies. This is not our first life, our first body. This is not our last one. We will get spiritual transcendental body soon. Yes, why are we sitting here? Tapasya, because elevation. So we went through many different bodies, each of us. Would be amazing if we all of a sudden, all of us, each of us, we go back in a last body, all different. Which body? Completely different, all of us. What about the next one? That's better to think about. All of a sudden, different. So this is not our identity, this physical looking we all have now. This is our real feature looking. It's our consciousness. This is a seed of our spiritual body, of our real body. Our Krishna consciousness. That's the beauty of our... This is our beauty. This is our strength. So, yes, human form of life. And the Father is giving that, even on the material level. Of course, we hear also sometimes, in Kali Yuga, Father, Mother, my Father, he did not train me in tapodivyam. And sometimes we have to make a break with our material family because in order to become Krishna conscious, it was so much of a pressure in our, psychological, material life that, some or other, we had to make a break with our family. Not everyone, fortunately, but, for a higher purpose, for the benefit of all, to save ourselves first and to save others also later. We had to heartbreakingly make this break with our father, material father or mother. But, somehow or other, by Krishna's mercy, because of our sincere feelings for them, because they gave us this body, and not only this body, but this human body, then we remain always grateful, and you know, as much as we can, you know, try also to repay this debt of human of a body and a human body, and whatever good education they give us. So after the human body, you know, the father means guidance, and this debt also we have to repay. This is the subject of the verse and purport. We have to repay the debt of the education we receive from our father. And then Prabhupada, you know, goes on. When he speaks about education, then he speaks, okay, father and mother. Srila Prabhupada shows the example. In Krishna book, he dedicates the Krishna book, the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, beginning of the book, to his father. He said, to my father, Go Mohan De. Then he gave the dates of his birth and passing away. I said, who was, who is, whatever, a pure devotee of the Lord, and who trained me in Krishna consciousness since my very childhood. He gave me mridanga lessons. He trained me playing mridanga. He gave me Radha Krishna deities to learn how to worship. And he gave me Ratha Yatra, the three things Prabhupada mentions he received from his father: mridanga, Radha Krishna deities, and Ratha Yatra. And then Srila Prabhupada says, he was very kind in this way to me, and his instructions and training became completed or confirmed in an even stronger way by my eternal spiritual father. That's, you know, Prabhupada's dedication to the Krishna book to his father. Now it's, you know, certainly sure Prabhupada felt this debt to his father, material father, and also to his eternal spiritual father. And in how nice way, how great way Srila Prabhupada repaid his debt to his fathers by training and educating so many children after. You know, we are his children, and he did that for us. You know, yeah. He even had to renounce pursuing the education of his own sons and children. Some of them were not yet grown up. Even one of them had great difficulty in his life. So Srila Prabhupada himself, he went up to renouncing this guidance to his own children. On one side, because unfortunately, by the will of providence, everything is, you know, perfect and good, ultimate good. By the will of providence, at a certain point, his family, children were not so much inclined to listen to his guidance. And mainly because he was called by, you know, for higher mission, higher way to repay his debt to his father and to his spiritual master, and to get many, many children, many sons and daughters, and that required freedom to educate them. You know, what a father we all have. in Srila Prabhupada. What an educator. He renounced everything. You know, he renounced his external cultivation, personal cultivation of feelings, you know, toward, you know, Krishna and toward, you know, his friends around and like that. Yeah, so his inner feelings, you know, he always present, not always, he's most often presenting himself as an educator toward us, right? When Srila Prabhupada was walking, you know, outside in the manor or in New Mayapur in France, he would be both, you know, these two sides of the educator, you know, a little in the back, affectionate and authoritative. You know, he was, you know, we were feeling, you know, oh, he's really a kind father. And we're also feeling, oh, he's very, you know, authoritative, genuine, you know, authority, you know, we feel like, oh, so nice to have an authority to whom we can follow him. You know, shelter. You know, everybody needs and is looking for shelter. So nice to have shelter. Of course, this is for pious people. You know, anarchists, revolution,
French people.
You know, they don't want, you know, they, you know, I don't need any shelter. No master, no God, no law, ni Dieu, ni maître. As soon as, you know, an authority tries to, you know, give guidance, you know, good authority or bad authority, cut the heads, you know. Anyway, so Srila Prabhupada was both inspiring that, you know, naturally. We felt his love, you know, loving father, and very authority, you know. He was, you know, finally we found, you know, a worthy authority to whom we could, you know, humbly submit and follow. But he was mostly behaving as a teacher. You know, not so much, you know, not constantly, you know, my dear, you know, disciples and that. Not constantly, you know, or wrong, this, or that. But, you know, teaching, you know, to spend so much time giving his guidance in his books, which are available to all of us, and every day we get his guidance from the perfect father. His perfect affection, perfect authority. So, yeah. Srila Prabhupada. Two practical points to finish in a good. Yes, to be a father. This is, speaks about real, you know, like material father. You know, the depth of one's good father. So this is, of course, great duty, a great service to beget children, give them human form of life, you know, spirit soul, and you bring him. You give him a human form of life, and you give him a human consciousness of life after through education. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said, you know, if I could bring, you know, bring up Krishna conscious children, I would have, you know, 100 of them. And he did have more than, you know, he had, you know, Prabhupada. And also, we all know, we heard that in this time of the educative Krishna consciousness movement, demigods are, you know, aspiring, queuing to take birth through devotee fathers in this movement, because they know they will have the benefit of a, you know, unique Krishna conscious education. So what is a great position of the Grihastha's fathers? we hear much more today than before about the glory of Krishna conscious mothers, which was much needed and which is very pleasing. We don't hear so much glorification of Krishna conscious fathers because that's natural. But what a great service also to the father and mother to give a human form of body and to give human consciousness, Krishna consciousness, to these souls which are given to us, you know, as a responsibility for that. This is fantastic. And Achyutananda Swami Prabhu, his book, you know, The Blazing Sadhus, he ends it with this. It's a nice book, I mean. He ends it like that, you know. He's offering his book and his feelings and obeisances to all he say that, you know, today in this movement, you know, so many children are appearing and they are, you know, great souls, you know, and many are demigods who are coming down because they see the opportunity of being brought up by a nice father, responsible, affectionate, genuinely authoritative, and mostly, you know, giving guidance, education, not just, okay, it's nice to have a family, but nice to be in Krishna consciousness family. Yes, well, one family, it's nice. We have a duty, educating. So, you know, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yes. So, educating in Krishna consciousness, others, ki jai. You have question, or you can leave if you have to. It's time.